And I hope we are hearing, and he is hearing us in return, Saluki head football coach Nick Hill.
Coach, how you doing?
You guys got me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. So
my knees, thank you, Coach. I've been down on my knees behind Paxton for about 15 minutes pushing every button I could find back there.
Careful.
Hey, I know that it's early in your guys' career and you guys are just getting things ironed out there on how to get people on and everything.
It's my first fumble. It's my first fumble ever.
2020, Nick. 2020. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, I didn't even blink an eye. Just sat here and watching film, and I'm like, hey, it's 2020. We'll persevere. We'll get through.
I got to say, he was very, very polite. He answered the phone every time I called, and I'm sure that about that third time he thought, you know, I'm just not going to answer this. Thanks, Coach.
If we were a recruit, we'd be long gone.
So the
one thing I got out of your teleconference earlier today is the level of gratitude that you have to be able to play this game Friday night. Can you kind of relay that to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, just thankful and appreciative of the opportunity to play. I mean, it's when you say that, I don't know. This year has kind of presented a lot of people with opportunity to just be thankful for doing some routine things. You know, it's not every day that we get to go out and play a college football game right now. Thankful it's going to be Friday night, and there's a lot of people in Southern Illinois, high school kids that aren't getting to play, coaches that aren't getting to coach, and so just appreciative of the opportunity. It's one game. It's a different opportunity, but one that we are thankful for. It's been good for our program to get back to just practicing and getting into a routine, and it's been good for the coaches. It's been good for everybody, and it's hard to complain about situations you're in life. It just really is, and so I feel like we're going to learn a lot from this. I think it's been good for our team to be like, we got one game, and we have to play well, and we don't get to, you know, that big jump from week one to week two, and you get to go back and correct some things. It's like, no, you got to play well to this game. When, things are on the line, you know, it matters. I mean, when it's probably like I told our guys, we got an opportunity to be undefeated at Christmas, unless you're going undefeated, in a high school season, going 14-0, winning a state championship, or you're going undefeated in a college season and winning the championship. You don't get to say that much. So we're going to take advantage of the opportunity to get to 1-0 and to get out there and play and really just soak up all 60 minutes. I mean, soak up pregame, and just there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in this world, and just to be able to say, hey, we're going out there to play a game, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and Coach, you said also today, if you guys aren't successful in this thing, you got a bad taste in your mouth for a long time to come till spring football.
Yeah, 0-1 doesn't sound so good either. I mean, until, you know, we start training camp, I think it's January 21st or 22nd. And so, I mean, that's a long time off, you know. And Simo feels the same way, you know. And so it's going to be a team, like I said, asking questions. Really, it's about the game hasn't changed, and it's going to come down to executing at a high level and not having those first games. I think it's been nice for us to be able to sit back and watch different teams play, you know, and learning opportunities and not have to really reap the percussions of doing those in the game. You've been able to sit there and watch and learn and in the game situations and special teams and listen to the coaches talk about, like, well, we weren't a very good tackling team and this and that, and we've been able to kind of take that all in, and hopefully for the good.
Of all the things that's been different since all of this started, all the different things you've been forced to do and maybe didn't want to do and all that, of all the different things that you've had to do these last few months, what do you think is going to have to actually the biggest impact on the game itself this Friday as we see it?
Well, I think once we get, you know, once we've got back to practice, it's pretty normal. I mean, there's a lot of things to get to practice, that we've had to have and overcome, and logistics and all that. But really, the most normal time of the day is out there, you know, when we're practicing and doing those things. So really, I think, and as you've seen, and we've been able to see that college football and pro football. I mean, once the game gets going, it's pretty normal out there. And so, you know, I think once it, like I said, once Friday night at 6 and the ball's kicked, and it'll just be another, you know, good football game, and the things that normally win a football game are going to win this game too.
Your offense looks like a veteran offense. You got Kare Lyles back there, Javon Williams. You know, you got Ramir Elliott there. The offensive line is a veteran group. You got veteran playmakers, you know, Lenore and Cox, and you got Jacob Garrett there making holes for people. How much better is this team gonna look on Friday night or this spring based on that veteran experience?
Well, I mean, we've got to go out there and do it. And so, you know, that's to be seen. You'd like to see that progression of, you know, consistency and execution. Really, that's what it comes down to. And, we definitely have the pieces to execute. Got to stay together. Got to stay healthy. It's still going to, I mean, I feel like, you know, championships are won. You got to have a physicality about yourself, and it starts up front. If we can, sustain some of that success and physicality up front, then we'll be a pretty good team. Cause I think when at the end of the day, you know, you have to be physical in all 11 spots, really, in that mentality. Is when it comes down to it, that's what wins championships. And so, you know, SEMO plays a physical style of football, and we have to play a physical style of football. So, I mean, it all starts with you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to stop the run. And so we like our team. We like our guys. And so, but just to talk about it, you know, before we ever go out there and play, each year is different. Those guys, even the guys you named, they've got to go out there and re-earn it. And play well in 2020.
Hey, Nick, you got Javon, so you're going to score points. We know that. But let's go on the defensive side. There's no Jeremy Chinn. I love watching him. I watch him every week, and I know you do too. I've seen you in the Jeremy Chinn jersey. But who replaces Jeremy Chinn? That's a big hole to fill, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But that's what's exciting about your program. You love to see players come, develop, have great careers. You really like it when you see, you know, guys like Jeremy and these guys, that get an opportunity to keep going, or they're guys that really give you everything they got and are great Salukis, and then they go on and get a job and move on, and we got to replace them. And when you get to be a great program, hopefully, you know, there's great Salukis graduating every year, and that's part of it. I feel like we've recruited, really well. At the safety position, you know, Quay Brown, opted out and got in the transfer portal, earlier in the year as well, after we, canceled the season the first time. So those were really our two starting safeties, but, you know, I feel good about where we're at. We brought a transfer in from Colorado, Aaron Maddox. That started in the Pac-12. He was here in the springtime. Clayton Bush is a transfer that came here from Western Kentucky, that can really play. Joe Patterson's a guy that has played a lot of football for, started games last year when Jeremy was out, has started games the year prior in 2018 at safety. So we feel good about our depth. We've got some young guys that has stepped in and really got an opportunity to play there. So I really do feel good about our depth. I mean, you make your name for yourself when the lights are on and you go out there. But I know as coaches, we feel pretty good with where we're at safety.
And you got Anthony Knighton at that defensive end spot. So there's a guy that can bring a little on edge, a little rough.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for Anthony. He's had a great offseason. And, you know, he's three sacks shy of the school record. And so, you know, he'll eventually break that at some point this season. It'd be nice to get it in one game. That might be we're playing with the lead, and they've got to throw the ball a lot, but really our defensive line across the board has got a lot of experience. Jordan Berner, Raquan Lindsey, all of them have started games, Anthony Knighton, then you go inside and Blake Parzich is coming back for his fifth year and Agnew inside started all last year. And so, I mean, you can keep going and going and talk about the depth at our defensive line, that's played a lot of games. And so, it's an experience. We've lost some guys, some of those guys that you named, but we return a lot of guys as well.
We don't have time to talk about the kicking game, but with the Johnson City and Heron kid, you're okay. You're fine.
That's
there.
Right. I joke around with them all the time about Williamson County just bringing us over the specialist.
Anytime. No problem. Hey, Coach, thank you very much for being patient with us. We promise we won't fumble the next time. Good luck on Friday night, and thanks for being with us.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.